Welcome to Slow Jams with Hester.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Thanks for sticking with us. We kind of started this standalone podcast.
Yeah, we did.
We took the show from the now defunct podcast that we retired and
R.I.P.
And we created Slow Jams with Hester.
Yes, it did.
We got Spangler, Branch, Max sitting here, and then of course we got
yours truly,
the star of the show,
Slow Jams with Hester,
Nate Hester,
all day. He cried.
So
the man, the myth, the legend.
What you're gonna get from us is we'll be dropping episodes every 2 weeks. So it'll be an every other week podcast. That gives us a couple weeks to get material and watch Hester drive bad and make fun of him. And
do the things that I do.
Full disclosure, we are doing this after work, right? We are after hours here, so
most definitely.
We can't, nobody can say, oh, you guys are doing this at work, but we are not working. It is definitely after 4:30. So
that's right.
Having said that, we hope you enjoy what you hear. And we'll be right back with the first ever installment of Slow Jams with Hester. All right, welcome back to Slow Jams with Hester.
All day.
What's going to be our very first song?
Man, our very first song, I'm going to go ahead and get everybody up with that. Orange Juice Jones coming to you from the radio station W1010SJWH in the house all day.
That's a long ass radio station.
Hey, I had to get all that out there. You know. Hey, big time.
ABCDEFG.
Them sponsors want to get paid too, so while we doing this, we going to do it up.
Right.
Just like he's running his mouth over there, Orange Juice. He saw who all day? He was walking. Walking with who? Who's he walking with, man? Branch? Who's he walking with? Holding hands. She was with somebody else.
Who was she?
I didn't know her name because we was looking from a distance and everything, right?
Sure.
He has binoculars on. He's like, hey.
Okay, so I heard.
Was it a she or he?
Right, so that's what. I know this song talks about rain, right?
Yeah, sure it does.
And we got a lot of talk about rain.
Yeah, big time.
However, something was brought to my attention.
Yeah, it was.
That. Were you driving when you were doing it?
I was driving when it was focused. Focusing everything, you know what I'm saying?
The exact quote that I was told
yes, sir.
Was that there were three individuals walking
three
down the road.
Three individuals, and I looked up and saw, look at them three things swinging right there.
But I think you actually said, look at the swing on that front porch.
On that front porch.
No, it's the back porch.
The back porch. Look at the swings on the back porch.
Yes,
that back porch.
So then what I heard was, as you rolled slowly past them.
Yeah, I did. And I got a good glimpse when I looked over there at it.
You turned to look, and what did you guys see, Branch?
Adam's apples galore.
So Slow Jams with Hester was staring at three dudes.
And this, the best thing. Best thing, I had to tell you, I caught that Adam's apple, right? So I looked away, right? But this is what happened to me when I thought about that as I looked away, huh? Old Stream being I used to run with, she was like, hey, I'm so upset. I don't know what to do. I'm telling you.
Well, you're trying to transition away from these three.
Hey, I'm trying to.
Two of them was Pride Week. Was like 3 weeks ago.
Man.
Pride Week was 3 weeks ago. So.
Man, that's
you're
crazy.
Just representing, right?
I was
representing for Pride Week.
Startled.
This is they had short people in the parade too.
Little people are always everywhere. Hey, and listen, little people don't see too good because they looking up all the time. Does that make sense?
What happened was, did you start from the ankles? Did you start from the ankles up?
I just did dead center shot in the back.
Because the first thing I noticed was shoulders.
Listen. Listen, like I said, I started straight center back, right? And then when we were slowly going past, bam, Adam's apple.
Man, that's not the first time you've done that.
No, no.
We've been rolling down 10th Street and you've made that mistake before, too.
No, see, I can't recall. No, not no.
Yeah, no, man. That
many back-to-back.
That chick slash dude looked like she was Lou Ferrigno.
Okay, then. So we're going to go with this then. I tell you what, just to break it down a little bit more since we're on that subject, we're going to go to Houdini and we're going to discuss the thing called the freaks come out at night. Okay. Because see, you gotta admit, it was evening time when these situations had approached.
Well, he's trying to say that your vision was blurred.
My vision was kind of blurred a little bit, so that threw it off, man. So we have if my guys turn a little volume up on this, I'll explain this to you how it goes. Okay, and then the way it goes, the freaks come out at night. The freaks do come out at night. So and after that. This is what I said. Don't open to after dark. And it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10. What?
And what? Yeah,
he wants to let me. Time you couldn't what? They come out at night.
What?
They come out at night, Branch, don't they?
No, because it's daytime. We've seen them.
Listen. Well, you know, it's nighttime right now, like y'all. He gonna throw a big old brick. There you go. What they do?
So they come out in the days too.
Right. Here we go. Fresh mini what? Do they hair? Anywhere.
Well, you ain't got a problem spotting a freak anywhere.
No, I don't. Right now. I have to agree with that.
Because when we're behind you, right?
Yeah, when you're behind
me. I'm following you in a car.
Right.
And I almost have to rear-end you every other block because as you roll past somebody, it's like all I see is brake lights.
Hey, right? Sometimes you have to observe because you don't want nobody just run out of the street on you.
And then I'm in a completely different car and I can hear the whiplash from the wind coming off your head, whipping around trying to see what you're trying to see.
You spot him, man.
I spot him.
You can't even deny that, man.
I can't deny it, but everybody be looking.
Right.
Come on now. Max look.
Oh, look.
Frankie look a little bit. Branch be looking. Because, you know, Branch will get in trouble.
Branch
will get in trouble, man. When he go to look at everything. Who was you looking at while you was at work?
Looking what, though? Look at what? Are we talking about?
Hard ankle.
I don't say hard ankle, bro. Because Brent don't look at no damn hard ankle.
You in the same category. Okay? I ain't riding this boat by myself.
if we're all in the same boat, the three of us are in the back and you're in the front, right?
Right.
Because you're the only one looking at dudes.
But, you know, I did explain the situation. So I think we passed that now. We definitely passed that.
Right. So what are we going to roll into next?
Hey, I tell you what, man. Let's we're going to go real quick with here. We're going to go with Soulsville. Break it down just a little bit. Soulsville. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
That's a classic, right?
Yeah, that's a classic. And we talking about something back in the day, the old Indiana Avenue, right? That's how he blings it in real smooth. Yeah, they come out at night, daytime, nighttime, all time long, how the freaks do come out.
Right.
I want to see what they're going on.
And they come out on Soulsville.
On Soulsville. Let me talk to you for a minute. He's going to say, black man. He's what?
Born.
How was he born?
It's supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
Chains that binds him.
Buys him.
A heart to see.
And what?
Unless you take.
Where are we going, Frank?
Walk with me.
There we go.
Place where he
Where does he live? 10th and Avenue?
Plenty of
name. Washington.
Plenty of name. Where you go, Washington? Capital.
West Washington.
Central. Kessler? Southside.
Gladstone.
Ooh, that's a good street right there.
So where is Soulsville to you?
Soulsville to me is over there in like a campus apartments behind Christmas Addicts High School.
Right?
Christmas Addicts High School. Right. That's a good old high school, still in. Crime rate. Right, crime is everywhere. If you was hungry, Spank,
what would you do?
All right. So I'll tell you. Rent is 2 months past due, and who else? Falling apart.
So back in the day on the avenue, what because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about your hood, right?
My hood. There was a lot of things going on
back in the day. The avenue ran from what? What do you consider the avenue?
The avenue ran from, 10th Street straight down to New York and Illinois. That's why they called it the Old Avenue.
The Old Avenue.
Right? Yeah, running from, Indiana Avenue ran east and it ran south.
So what you do on the avenue?
On the avenue, everybody would dress up just for that day, just to walk around, hit the liquor store up, right? Uh-huh. Leave from the liquor store, go have a burger at Woody's. Woody's used to be there. Owl Market was a big grocery store.
That's a weird name.
Owl Market.
Owl Market. It was the old market, Owl Market is what they used to call it.
Woody's.
Owl.
What was the avenue like back then after dark?
After dark, you can get anything you want on the avenue.
What came out after dark?
Shoot, Freaks came out after dark. All night long, just how they made that song, right?
A lot of hard ankles?
A lot of hard ankles. Big time.
So it doesn't seem like to me it's really changed much.
No. But I tell you what, they did clean the area up just a little bit because, see, the old Worcester Hospital used to be located on the avenue.
Right.
It's now called Eskenazi.
Right.
Yeah, so things do change.
So how long ago was that, the avenue?
This was back in 1971, 1972.
So you're saying from 1971 to now, you still can't tell the hard ankles on the avenue?
Some of them I still can, but now the hard ankles have turned into pretty soft ankles. To people that love to look at feet. Love to look at feet, boy. All right. Hey, we got somebody got some sandals on, they get looked at. I mean, we need to call that name all the way out. Okay, there's two names, Meatloaf or Max.
We do have somebody that loves them some feet.
All day, man. Okay, rooster feet. Pig feet, human feet. He's on all of it, man.
Hey, yeah, so why are we talking about Max and we're talking about Soulsville, right?
Yes.
You kind of got upset the other day.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that.
Right, you kind of got upset. And we all family in here.
Yeah, we are. Right? Very close brothers.
Every once in a while, we may be a little dysfunctional.
Yep, that happens in families.
But we all family in here, and we all love each other.
Yes,
right?
Indeed, right.
But you seem to get a little thin-skinned every once in a while.
It depends on how somebody gonna talk to you.
Right.
That's what starts.
Okay, so what happened? What happened here?
Well, you just take things. You take a person, just come to you like, okay. First they say, "Look at me." Okay, right. What the fuck am I? Excuse me. What am I gonna look at you for? Okay, you ain't giving me no piece of candy. You ain't getting ready to tie my shoes. Right? And you definitely ain't blowing my nose, so what I gotta look at you for?
You and Candy, man, that's you and our interns all day long.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you want a piece of candy, little girl?
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's gonna be offered a piece of candy.
So you guys get squared away?
Yeah, we good on that.
We got over it.
Yeah, we pass that on up, you know? Yeah.
On tomorrow. I told you, you gotta take Max with a grain of salt. He's just not the best experience.
Grain of salt. Did you ever, back in the day, did you get to drive in Soulsville?
Hey, I didn't.
Or were you too young?
I was too young then, but I did get to sit in the front seat, though.
Yeah,
that was a big privilege when you sat in the front seat.
Who did you drive with?
Before the laws came out?
My dad used to drive.
Did your dad drive slow?
He would come and take a ride with me,
did he
man.
Drive? Was he a slow driver?
He was a slow driver.
So you get that from your dad.
My dad a whole lot. Right. Don't want to run over nobody.
Right. You are the slowest person ever. Right?
That don't work
real well when we got a three-car caravan trying to maneuver through town.
No, that don't work too good.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry you be behind me sometimes, Frankie.
You should have heard him, man, because you were texting him or calling him saying, hey, man, you need to speed up.
Right.
Right. He got off the phone and, man, he was fired up, man. He was like, oh, man, can you believe that BS, man?
Yeah.
Max hey, called me and told me I need to speed up. And I'm like, well, he's kind of right. I mean, we're a half a mile behind them. And we got a car behind us. So, right. Who's got to flip his lights as he's going through intersections.
Yeah, so, man. So, yeah, you know, that happens. Good, no, that wasn't. But then after I comprehend what was going on, I'm like, yeah, well, maybe, you know, Nate, you do need to pick up a little bit.
Why do we always result back into driving?
Because that's just...
That's just what we do.
That's just one of those things that we do, man. Right. Because, see, every place we go, it involves drive. Right?
True. I mean, we can't do it. Every place we go could be Soulsville.
It could be anywhere. Soulsville. Because look at the vibe. You got Soulsville. You got Hallville.
Soulsville.
You got, listen.
Highway to Hell.
You got, okay, I mentioned Hallville. Right. What else we got? We got Martinsville.
We don't
we
go
got
Martinsville.
Moorsville. No,
Martinsville.
I'm just talking.
Those are
listen, right. I'm so talking just, about hey, all the Ville.
I understand that, but just for clarity. For anybody that's listening, we don't go outside our district.
Okay? No, we don't.
And again, we're not talking about, and we'll never talk about what we do, who we do it for, nothing like that.
Nope.
Unless you know us, and then you know.
Right.
We're talking about Mars Hill, Hallville, Brightwood.
Right.
Yeah. Those kind of places, right?
Yeah. What else? What's the other one? The circle they talk about. The one that got the water fountain. Where's that at? What's that water fountain called? Damn.
It's about Fountain Square?
Fountain Square. Yeah, we got to go there sometime too.
So we're going to take a quick break on our first ever edition of Slow Jams with Hester. What are we going to come back to?
Hey, we'll probably be coming back to, I tell you what, we're going to listen to some serious old Sam Cooke when we get back here, right?
All right. You're listening to Slow Jams with Hester.
All day he cried. Hello.
All right, welcome back to Slow Jams with Hester. What we got going on right here?
Right now, we're getting ready to go ahead and jam on with some old Sam Cooke here, right? If you ever about doing what today? If you want to what? Leaving. Where we going, Spain?
Behind.
He going to leave you behind leave all day. Behind. Where we going, Max?
You going to bring it?
Bring it. Bring what to me?
Bring sweet loving.
Sweet loving. Who you taking it to?
Bring it home to me.
Bring it to you. Bring him the feet. Bring Max the feet. That's how you got to do it. Bring him the feet. We gonna do it up right. When you what? When you left. Where did he go, Branch?
I have no idea.
You what? You didn't know?
No, I didn't know.
But I'm gonna tell you real quick.
Yeah, well, just bring it. Let me know.
You gotta bring it. Bring your what? Bring your big ass. He cried. Yeah. Don't take it personal, man.
Hey, I do want to talk about in future episodes of Slow Jam with Hester, we are going to have a food critic segment inside of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And we've all decided that we're calling it Biscuits with Branch.
Biscuits with Branch.
Right.
Serious
so
biscuits.
So we're going to do some food reviews of places we eat around town.
When we
get the opportunity to.
Up and coming meals.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Secrets.
Stuff to just make your mouth water.
One thing that you should never do is.
What's that?
Fix fish and smashed up broccoli and cauliflower and then leave that in the car overnight.
Well, you know, there's only
Max
one.
Did that, and we got in the car this morning, and it smelled like King Kong farted in that bag. It was horrendous. So we learned a good lesson today.
I think that was something
gig for Max.
Big gig, man. Because, you know, something that his wife probably made.
It's pretty
and we going out to eat, right? And he's like, the hell with that.
Right.
Yeah, she made it. I'm going to go inside and eat. Is that true, Max?
No.
Let us know. Come on, man. She might hear that. You know what? What kind of fish did you say there was? He said it was carp, wasn't it? Was it carp? Yeah, you had cornbread with that, too, didn't you?
It was White River carp. Hey, I'm going to tell you something else this song reminds me of.
Little silver fish on the sidewalk.
Because this song's called Bring It On Home To Me, right? You playing that again, man?
Yeah, we'll go back at it.
Bring It On Home To Me, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes when we go out and we're driving, right? And for some reason, all of our stuff always comes back to driving.
Man, always.
It never fails.
Like, always. Sometimes I'm concerned that I'm not going to get to Bring It On Home To Me. Because the other day, man, we were out, and it kind of referenced our first song. What was our first song about? Rain, right?
Rain.
Driving in the rain.
Driving in the rain, right? So we're driving in the rain. And again, normally I drive.
Right. Yeah. Right? And I had to step up to the plate on this one. And I had the privilege of driving old Spanky around. Okay. Right. Don't nobody get that privilege either.
So now it's raining.
It's raining.
Hard raining.
Pouring down.
Right.
And so we're going down the road, there's a car beside us. That car goes through a puddle and throws water up. You know how the car will throw the water up onto your windshield.
The spray. Big spray is what it was.
We couldn't even see nothing because this was like an extended long puddle. So it's just constantly throwing water up. You think Hester puts his...
Nope.
Hester tried to put his windshield wipers on, but you know what he was doing?
Listen, he was slam down.
He was grabbing the other side, turning his turn signal on.
I'm trying to turn.
And we're going down the road 40 miles an hour, can't see nothing.
Hey, if
he couldn't see because he was over the passenger
side. I guarantee if it was a manual,
yes.
If it was manual, you would have got automatic, right. Manual.
You would have to turn it on?
Yeah.
But see, the point was, y'all missing the picture. I could see where we were going. Frankie couldn't see because he was locked. It was somebody, all on this side.
Look, man, we had somebody in our back seat right behind you.
And she couldn't see where we were going.
And
she even called it out. She says, I'm sorry, Hester, but I got to go with Frank on this.
Right.
We're blind.
I finally had to yell at him, Max, and say, are you ever going to like hit the brakes? Or are we just going to keep going down the road at 40 miles an hour? With no vision at all.
Playing chicken
and that was right after.
That was right after.
We were following Branch.
Yep. Right.
Everybody get on Branch.
Right?
Yeah.
Get on Branch.
You know?
We're following Branch and we pull up to this intersection. And it's a two lanes, right? We got four lane road. Two lanes on our side, two lanes on the other.
Right, exactly.
So we're going to turn left on this street, and where was Branch?
Well, first somebody had to play Meeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, where I was supposed to hook the car at.
Right,
okay.
Branch was where was he at?
In the center.
In the center.
In the center. Wasn't in no lane. Nope. Didn't have no signal. He didn't have his lights on.
No headlights on.
He got to go back there again.
I swear he hates headlights.
I know which one the signal is.
I swear he hates headlights.
What do you have, in that car or something?
And listen.
You had night vision in that car?
No, it is.
Automatic that time.
Automatic. Yeah, see, there we go. Back to the microwave.
Manual microwave.
Hey, you know, everything works if you put it in the microwave, right?
What is the new millennium?
That's all they know is microwave.
The new what?
Pronounce it, man. Strike.
You pronounce it.
The new millennium. He goes in and out right. Millennium.
Now that could break.
Okay, right.
What's our next song?
Let's go to our next song, man.
I tell you what. Since we were talking about, let's talk about. I tell you, why don't you go ahead and bring on, let's do 5 minutes of funk.
5 minutes of funk?
Yeah, since we on that subject. Yeah, five minutes.
Well, we got something else we're going to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Do you?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, let's bring it on. We're going to bring up the 5 minutes of funk.
Free mix?
Go ahead.
What is this? What is
this? Okay, this is something Max came up with. If you heard the motherfucker, excuse me. Man, you heard him holler, oh yeah. I don't know if I want to run out the door or go do something else.
What is this?
I'm a back door man.
Back door man.
I know this is going, man.
Wait a minute.
Can you explain to me, what is a back door man?
Well... Yeah, I'm gonna recognize the swinging back porch.
Right. From 50 yards away.
I'm gonna tell you what a backdoor man.
Somebody else should answer.
I'm gonna tell you what a backdoor man is to me.
Okay, go ahead. We want to hear what's the backdoor man.
In reference of the song.
We're not necessarily.
I think Spanky's gonna come.
Yeah, we're not necessarily talking about names or anything or certain people.
No, we ain't gonna do that.
When somebody comes to work.
Yeah.
And they walk in and somebody else comes up and says, hey, I hope you don't mind that I left your woman a little happy birthday message on Facebook.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm like, well, you know.
Happy birthday three.
I'm like, no, man, you know, why would I mind?
That's three words.
Right, because this is, we talking about me and Hester.
Words.
Right. We talking about me and you, Hester.
Yeah, we right? are. We talking about us too.
So I'm right. like, well, why would I care? Because I know, you know, everybody's friends, and so when I get on and I start reading this post that Hester put to my girl,
yeah,
right? You wrote like a half a page poetry.
Oh, roses are red.
Right, and you're talking about inside and outside, and then back inside and back. I mean, it was kind of.
I wish I could find the post. I want to read it.
Well, it was
kind of made me stop and wonder for a minute.
You know, but there's no need to wonder for that because I was just. I was informing you because as a respect thing, right?
Right.
And I didn't want you to be sideswiped by, you know, by somebody just doing something out of the norm, but just wishing a very, you know, just wishing right, someone right, a good day.
I'm gonna help you out here, man.
He's gonna save
me. I'm gonna help you
out. Okay, you gonna save me. I ain't stuttering over my word. What you gonna help
you
me?
You were stuttering over your word. wait till the playback. Here you go.
Riding. Okay, go ahead. Break it on down like that. We're gonna go with Fazo. Okay, he gonna talk about riding high. Yeah, there we go. I can feel you on that. Go ahead.
Slow down.
Slow down. Riding high.
Slow it down.
Yeah. To all of you out there listening to Slow Jams with Hester and the crew, we got Spanky to the right. I got my man over here, Max, with the music and everything. And I got the biscuit eater to my left. Big Friends.
What have you
Big
ever seen?
Big Friends,
y'all. Why has he got a biscuit? What have you ever seen me eat a biscuit? That's all I want.
A biscuit eater.
Have you ever seen me eat a biscuit?
I have never seen you eat a biscuit.
Well, you can go listen. I think a pancake falls in the biscuit family. They both got
to be
whipped up and baked. Right? Eat one baked and one do a pan. How do you
say the same thing
ways?
About eggs?
Eggs. Oh, scrambled eggs. See there? See, anybody that eat biscuits love eggs to go with it. He called it out dead wrong right there, right? Okay, how do you like your eggs? Scrambled hard over easy.
It depends on what I'm eating it with.
And let's not forget the fries. You got to have the fries to go along
no,
with
it. No, you do not. If we're talking about breakfast.
Hey, listen, hey, breakfast food is everything. Everybody love to eat breakfast.
Not fries for breakfast.
Well, some of us just love them big milky biscuits.
What's this song about?
Yeah, riding high. Fazo is about this song is about this guy's in a relationship with a young lady, right? And her company around him makes him feel like he's in that other zone as being riding high, not as a drug high, but a love high. There's two different things there. So that's what it's about. They float around in this lowrider. These boys are from California, West Coast. Right? So that's the lyrics of this song here. See there, he talking about doing nothing crazy. He talking about smoking nothing.
What did he just say in that song?
Can't free my mind. Listen, take you on a love high. There you go.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So love, I'm guessing, is when you reach to that point.
You reach to that point. Yeah.
That certain thing with someone you love.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. That's what he saw. And he's high, riding with this girl, because he's in love with her.
Riding high. I got you.
Now, did I break it down enough?
Yeah.
Anybody out there in radio land, if you feel necessary to make a call to us, and we post this out there, please fear your dude.
Please do.
Please do.
We have no phone number.
Oh, how you can reach us in.
We do have Twitter.
Okay, there we go like that.
Send us a tweet.
You'll have to look up Slow Jams with Hester on Twitter. I think it's called Hester Slow or at Hester Slow, which I didn't pick it. Twitter automatically picked it, but I think it's very fitting.
Oh, dang, he's slow like that, boy.
He tried.
He called it dead wood.
Downtown.
And who are we hanging out with today? Slow Jams. With who?
Mr. Hester.
All day.
The man, the myth, the legend.
The man with the weed, the glasses.
The Kung Club. Now, we got to talk about this,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you are sitting here with a big J5 Afro.
I do got on a big J5, and, a 1970 Afro.
With Jimi Hendrix head then.
Hey, with the Ray Charles glasses. Okay. And the Jimi Hendrix cross my headband. And I got on an old faded shirt, white shirt.
Nope, it's yellow. It ain't white, dude.
It ain't white.
That thing is yellow.
Look, it's green. It's, yeah.
That looks like you drug after the crap of your ass. And then put it on.
Hey, that's how it is back in those days, though. So.
It grow into it one day.
So, wait, what do you call this?
The whole get up?
Yeah, what is this?
Stepping out.
Stepping out. I thought you had a name. We determined you wanted
the
to
name. The name, actually, well, you just call me The Cooler.
The Cooler.
The Cooler.
So the
should
cooler.
I spell that first? Let me check my album.
Right.
Spelling is not one of my favorites, but I'm going to say the, I think, C-O-O. I think it's L- E-R. The Cooler.
That is The Cooler.
Did I get that right?
Right.
Yeah.
Spelling B ain't bad, is it?
Spelling B. Well, you can't spell pack.
We forgot the K on that one.
Right.
So, that was a while back, huh?
Just thinking about Pac-Man.
What's the next song we're going to roll into?
I tell you, he might have to look this one up here because I can switch tunes a little bit. Uh-oh. Hey, I tell you what.
Throwing you for a curveball.
Hey, let's go with the Dance Band. Okay, I know it's gonna take you a little time to run through that, but it's called Keep It Live.
Huh?
Keep It Live.
Was that on the list?
No, it was not on the list.
No, it wasn't on the list. I just added something.
Okay. You throwing him for a loop now.
Yeah, well, okay. He threw me for a loop on that one song.
Okay, so while Max is trying to find this next song, right?
Yeah, the dad.
This
band.
Is my question to you. So up on the board, we got a couple things written, like what we want to talk about, kind of, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So I got blank versus blank.
Okay.
Right now, you got to turn around and talk to the mic. I can't.
Oh, right. That's right. I can't. Yeah. Oh, here we go again.
Right, so here we go. And we may do this on a, you know, every other episode thing. So,
right.
Everybody knows John Wick.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Yeah, John Wick. Yeah.
So, John Wick
versus
Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
John Wick, man.
Who wins?
Jay I'm going to go with Jason Bourne.
Nah. You got to give me
hard. I'm going with Jason Bourne.
John Wick.
Okay.
Versus Jason Bourne.
John Wick for sure.
I don't know, man.
All day.
Saying John Wick.
Okay, that's it. He's going with John Wick. I'm going with Jason Bourne because that is me.
Jason Bourne.
Yeah, you've come a long way.
Max, who's your pick?
There we go.
You know, everybody can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
This is what happens. See, this is what happens when you go off script, right? When you change things up in the middle of it and you don't tell nobody shit, right?
Well, you know, that's on me. It's like, not playing me.
Like, hey. Max, if I'm correct, we had a list of like 16 yes. songs that we had highlighted, right?
Yeah, we sure did.
You just pull one out.
Two. I switched it because two of those on there wasn't appropriate, and I was getting ready to call it out, so I couldn't go that route.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to keep it live, though, right? Ain't that what we doing? That's the name of this
right, but I want to know, Max.
Yes, sir.
John Wick. Versus Jason Bourne.
Who you going with?
I'm going to go with John Wick.
Okay, why? I want to know why. Is it? Who you going
with?
Because
I'm going with John Wick. I'm going with Jason Bourne.
Okay,
oh,
so
man.
There you go.
Because
we
then, Jason Bourne can kill you with weapons.
Right.
But he's also hand-to-hand. He whip fucking, I'm sorry. He'll whip John Wick's butt.
I don't know, man. I think you mess with John Wick, you mess with a whole underground of different people that can just come back and get you. And you won't see him coming.
Yeah, but you're making this bigger. I'm just saying.
So you said
two people.
I'm saying you take Jason Bourne, John Wick, put him in a steel cage at WWE WrestleMania.
With weapons or without weapons?
Without weapons.
Jason Bourne.
Without weapons.
Without weapons, Jason Bourne. With weapons,
John Wick.
Well, anybody with
but
weapons.
You can, you know what I'm saying? Hey, John ain't gonna let you get that close to him.
Listen, you can, give, you can give John Wick an unloaded pistol and he would beat Gore's ass.
He sure will. He'll take it apart first.
But you
and
take,
then go on the
right guess ball. Gotta, you gotta watch John Wick 3 though first. Make that decision.
I have not seen that.
No, right. Me neither.
I have not seen that.
Have you seen it yet?
Yes.
Okay, you seen it?
No, I haven't seen 3.
And you ain't seen 3?
I haven't seen
it. Oh, 3? No, sir.
Okay.
I have not seen 3.
And you ain't seen it?
No.
Okay, none of us have seen it yet.
All right.
So we can't jump to conclusions.
So I'm we got to watch board. 3, and then we come back to that, that topic.
That'll be that. That yeah.
I'm still going to say Jason Bourne.
Bourne is done with this.
So what did you have Max transition to, man? Because this song sounds kind of dumb.
You think it was live? I just wanted to keep it live because it was the dad's band, you know? Because every now and then they holler, keep it
roll
live.
With it.
Right.
We're on track.
So what we doing,
you
man?
Still got everything else over yonder on your side you right go, there.
Man.
So
you see, switch one out. I'm just waiting for you to slow jams with Hester this song, man.
Okay. Okay. We have to. Well, that, I can't slow jam to that one.
Well, I mean,
I just,
I
snatched that one. Oh, yeah. I just did that one because
what's the keeping name of the what's the name of the podcast?
Slow jams with Hester.
Okay, well then let's just keep it slow jams with Hester.
Okay, you got
jams a song. Then why are we even playing?
No. Because that was just one I just pulled out. Every now and then that might happen when we doing this. You know what I'm saying? Things happen. Hey, let me see.
If that's the rules, then we can just about play anything we want to play.
Oh yeah.
Well, if you know the lyrics to it. Hey, if you know the lyrics
you know
to
the
it,
lyrics to this?
Keep it live.
I think they only said keep it live.
Just
that's
say no.
It. Yeah, they just keep that's just one no. That's just one thing.
Right.
Oh, I can admit, I know the lyrics to it. Just one note. Keep it live.
Several notes. That's called a lyric.
Oh, lyrics. Well, you know, okay. So now we're pulling out the
hooked
slow
on phonics. Oh, see, the going. Podcast is called Slow Jams with Hester. Not Hooked on Phonics with
but
Hester.
But that is one of the sponsors.
See,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, we are sponsored by
we are
Hooked on Phonics.
By, okay. By Hooked on Phonics.
Spelling B5. What else? Let's go with all of them.
Reading Rainbow.
Did you do your homework?
The wheels on the bus. Wheels go round and round.
Thursday's child.
We're gonna take another quick break. What are we coming back to?
We're gonna come back to Nothing Can Change. That's by Sam Cooke.
Nothing Can Change by Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
Alright, are you sure we're coming back to that? Because our DJ looks kind of confused over there. You see how you got a whole list of stuff there?
Yeah.
You see how we highlighted stuff in yellow?
Yeah.
That's what we're playing.
We all but the thing,
because that's what you picked.
Yeah, that's what I picked. But I'm looking at now. We didn't already play the ones.
Not all of them.
No, we had not.
Okay, the ones. Okay, Phase Zo, Cool in the Game, Cool Mode D.
If you're saying this is your list,
this is my list.
If you're
here,
saying that there are songs that are inappropriate on here, you shouldn't have put them on your list.
But they're not highlighted.
Right, but we haven't played all the highlighted ones. Anyway, we'll figure it out. We'll be right back with Slow Jazz with Hester.
And see what happens with me. Yeah, here we go. Hey, here we go. I'm right back at you again. Slow Jams with Hester here on a Tuesday. Time is 5:25. Do you know where your kids are? Huh? 129th Street Convict. Everything's upbeat party. Hey. And what?
Nothing.
What? We what? Just giving the place. Y'all know that?
No, what?
Listen to that Wild Wild West. That's Kumo D, man.
First Wild Wild West song I heard was from Will Smith.
Here.
See, you're a young pup, Wild Wild
West. Yeah, you are, know, man.
You're a young pup.
Yeah, I like that Will Smith track.
Yeah, he's still,
I didn't say a hundred. I said that was the first one I've ever heard.
We, listen, rubbing up in the dark. Smooth wind. Over. Flying where? Dying. Through the back, y'all. We just ran a little bit in our day.
Yeah, we have.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
Hear that beat, people? Coming all block and to ride. Hear that branch?
I hear guns.
We don't like to use them unless our enemies choose them.
Which is all
like a man and beats down with our hand.
What do they do? What do they do to you, Frankie? They body slam you at the Wild Wild West.
In the Wild Wild West.
All day. Even on the avenue, maybe.
Even on the avenue. The avenue is kind of on the west side.
End it. Our time. We'd like to spend it.
Seven. Boy, don't we heat up. But we'll take time out to beat up a suck.
Love that awkward silence.
Ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
Like
we all hear the music.
Song.
Oh, yeah. Simmer big time.
This is simmering. Come
back to this very day. Because when we don't.
Here we go.
And you're beating one of us
before you get bum rushed at the Wild Wild West.
There you go. Okay.
So what reminds you of the Wild Wild West, Hester?
Shoot. Well, let's see. What reminds me of the Wild Wild West?
Yeah.
In Indy or just in general? Crime reminds me of the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Crime. Yeah. Because it's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what you do. I don't care how many people you get out there in the world trying to organize this to do this, organize this to do that. It still all ends up people are killing each other regardless.
You think back in the Wild Wild West, people just talked to other people, you know, where they felt like?
Well, it was back in the old Western days like that. If you called a man a liar, either you had something to back it up or he was going to shoot you.
Who did that today? You guys told me because I was out of the room. But you told me that happened today. Right? Who did that today? Who talked to somebody crazy today? Hey, man, you guys are killing me, man. You told me the damn story, man. I got to write it on the board. And now you got to take your glasses off just to
so I can see.
Man.
Yeah, listen, I mean, just so I can see who talked crazy today.
Hey, I bet you Max knows who we're talking about.
Oh, I mentioned it, man. Huh? You don't remember what we was talking about? Me being talking crazy?
No, sir.
And I'm the one that brought up the subject, right, Spank? That's what you're saying, right?
No, man, I'm saying you guys told me a story about Max trying to explain something on the board and somebody walked in there. See, now the story's just done, man. You can't even tell the story now because I had to break it down like a third grader and tell the damn story.
So
the story, yeah, the story's just whack.
No, it's not whack.
Yeah, so you just, you know what we do with that story?
Go on.
Your ace is whack right there.
Okay.
See there? Right.
I didn't even get to see that one.
Right.
Damn, and I'm the one that brought it up
right
then.
Look at that.
Let's go, buddy.
Put it up there.
Oh, no, not up there. Oh, man, he already got the gig on that.
Yeah.
Who else gets the gig?
Nobody.
Come on, man.
Nobody. Whose name's
I hope
on the show?
Name.
Whose name's on the show?
My name, Slow Jams with Hester.
There you go.
Okay, I'll take the gig.
Gig for Hester.
Okay, I'll take the gig. It happens sometimes.
What's the next song we're going to roll into? What are we rolling into next?
Let's see here. Slow Jams with Hester. I'm going to come to you with the Kumo D. Wild Wild West is in the house.
He's
all
for
a minute. No, I'm not off at all, man.
I'm going to help you out because
we're going to go out here.
We spent 15 minutes during the break talking about this. We said Earth, Wind, and Fire was the second one up, did we not?
We did say Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
So Brent threw me off on number 7.
You always want to blame somebody else,
hey,
man.
You know how it is. Brother's got to get somebody in the club with him. I can't go by myself, man. You know, and he did it too.
You know, in Indianapolis lately, it should be called Earth, Wind, Rain and fire.
Rain, yeah.
Rain
Earth.
And fire.
That's all we've had is rain.
Lots of rain.
Well, it's been raining a whole lot here lately. But I can't see. You saying, slow. You hear that? Help your mind. It's all about what, Spank?
About
love.
Yeah.
About love.
Talking to you.
It's about Hester.
It does what? Makes you feel much better.
Seeing three dudes on the side.
Oh, no, man. He gonna bring up the Adam's apple.
And falling in love.
Looking at the back porch.
Surely and you need it. Yeah. I had to slow that down a little bit.
My dear.
Listen to him.
So, what made you choose this song?
Yeah. It's a smooth song,
just
man.
Just a smooth song?
Yeah.
It just needed to be heard.
It just needed to be heard.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The beat, Earth, Wind, and Fire is pretty cool, right? Straight up.
Okay,
hear what he's saying?
Right now.
I mean, he's talking and singing at the same time. Plus, he's telling a story about this girl.
No, he's just talking.
Just stop what you're doing. Shut up, Branch. You know,
this is
the show.
It's my show.
Woo! Yeah. Hey.
Slow Jams.
Slow Jams with Hester. Yeah, what's the name of his radio station?
I don't know. It's about a half a page long.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost as long. It's almost as long as the Facebook post you wrote to my girl.
Okay, we brought that out. We already passed that up. Okay, we passed that up.
No, I know. It's out there. We
keep
going.
But you know, much love and respect, right?
I guess
that's all that is.
We're a big fan of kicking this right now.
Kicking real bad, huh? In his teeth. I don't take mine out.
Let's keep going.
Are we still on the ground?
Yeah. What you just say?
I'll take mine out.
I love them to say one team, but I thought that was too
far. Yeah, no, that's all you do with that, man. I want everybody to know out there, whoever listens to us, yes, I do not have the original things that were given to me back in the day. And we're talking about teeth. So if you got them, everybody in this room, take care of them. Because if you don't, you're going to end up like me, gummy all day. I mean, gummy. I'm not embarrassed about that because everybody gets old.
Yeah, you ain't old, man.
I'm old. Lars Willen. Lars Willen, this year I'll be 59.
59.
Yep, that'd be November the 18th.
You saw your childhood buddy today with Knox.
Old guy of mine I went to school with, we drank together and everything.
You showed him some love, though.
That dude was whacked out crazy, man. Talking to himself, I mean, he was in bad shape.
And just me, just because of the way that I am.
Almost made you shed a tear.
Yeah, it did, because you were sitting next to me, Spank. I mean, then I tried to hide that, but still. At the same time of me looking at him, I knew he was a good friend of mine. I'm just grateful that the good Lord showed me when the fork in the middle of the street came, I took the right path, right? You feel me?
Right.
A lot of people don't do that.
I got you.
And it was obvious my friend didn't. But this is the thing about that. Him being my friend, I did not belittle him or look down to him.
Right.
He was still my friend.
Okay.
Yep.
That's cool, man. That's a good story.
Yep.
I think that's almost a good spot to end this. Very first episode of Slow Jams with Hester.
Yeah.
So if you want to hook me up with a little Hill Street over there, we can kind of roll us out. Again, thanks for listening if you listen.
Wonderful first episode.
Yeah, this is fun for us to do. It's almost therapeutic for us.
Sure is.
Right. I got you.
We all appreciate it.
Again, we're going to drop these... every other week. We'll try to get on a system once we get going where we drop them on the same day at the same time every other week. So I do got to say, every week we do have a budget here on Slow Jams with Hester.
Slim, I got you.
It's slim, but we got a budget, and you are the star of our show.
Slow Jams with Hester.
So we're going to spend our budget money on making personal appearances for you.
That's going to be good.
Right. So we have booked, and this isn't really a personal appearance as it is an opportunity for you.
Opportunity right? calling.
So,
yeah, okay. You
got to be at the airport in about an hour and a half because we have booked you on a flight to South Lake, Texas.
What's the South Lake?
Now, do you know what's in South Lake, Texas?
Matt,
do you know what's in South Lake, Texas?
I'm the one going.
All
right,
so
we're going to find out.
Travelocity.
Travelocity.
You've heard of Travelocity. You know,
yes,
where you get on and book. South Lake, Texas is the corporate headquarters of Travelocity.
Okay.
And Slow Jams with Hester Budget Committee just happened to see where they had posted an ad.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
They need a new Travelocity gnome.
So, you lost me on the gnome.
We are flying you down to Texas for an audition.
You got to do that.
As the new Travelocity gnome.
No.
Is it like, right. Can he talk or does he just steal?
He
like,
just stands there.
He just stands there.
With the goofy hat on.
He'll stand there, man.
He'll be the bro.
So, even though,
he'll be the bro.
If you don't know what.
Guys, I don't even talk.
He'll be the bro.
Hey, you remember the things we saw at...
the German restaurant.
At Germany. So, On the next episode of Slow Jams with Esther, we will find out how your audition went at Travelocity.
So I know it's nowhere supposed to be.
Damn, that's the one I was standing next to. You took a picture of.
Hopefully, you go down and represent the show well.
Okay.
And we will see you guys next time. Again, look us up on Twitter. It's Slow Jams with Esther
all day.
But I'm going to have to verify. I think it's at Hester Slow or something like that. I mean, we should have been more prepared on that. But we'll get it out and about. And we look forward to talking to you guys in 2 weeks. On a personal note, I do want to say the old Hess is going to be out of commission for about a week and a half.
Yes. Yeah.
Got a little procedure he's got to get taken care
Lots of.
Lots
of prayers.
Yeah.
So take care of yourself. Definitely let us know how things are going. And we look forward to you coming back. And as soon as you get back, we'll have to record episode 2 of what?
Slow Jams with Hester.
Slow Jams with Hester.
Much love to everybody.